Actually, I saw when we were worshiping tonight. I just came up here. I just saw, like, when we released that roar to the Lord and just began to shout and lift our voices, I saw, like, the fallow ground in America, the dry land in America begin to become lush places. But it came from underneath. Came from underneath. It was like the wells of yesteryear, wells that had been stopped up, wells of outpouring, wells the wells that were in the spirit in America that were stopped because there was just the stop of advancement in that area. They began to come forward. They began to come forward because of the people of God now in this generation. And the Lord says that this is a generation that is connecting with the prayers of even 120 years ago in this nation. You're connecting with the divine prophetic things that they saw, and the things that they prayed, and the things that they believed God for. And you're connecting with those prayers. You're connecting with those prayers for the land in America. And the Lord says, I'm going to begin to make a way in the desolate places in America. I'm going to begin to allow the deserts to become oasis in the middle of this season. And the Lord says that the winds of change are over Wellspring Fellowship in this season. The winds are shifting. I heard this in my hotel room this afternoon, that there'll be the sound of heaven begin to come in this place as never before. And the Lord says, it'll come like a muddy, rushing wind. Even as it was, says the Lord, on the day of Pentecost, that as they aligned with heaven, a sound came from heaven. And the room was filled. The Lord says that this room will be filled with His nature, with His glory, with His creativity. And the Lord says that this will be a room of encounter. Deep, deep encounters. Places that you have yet to go in the Spirit. Places that you have prayed about, even seen, but have not yet experienced. The Lord says, I'm opening the door to a place of divine experience and divine encounter for the people of God in this room. For the enemy has even spoken many things about this house, and many said that this house would not survive. But the Lord says, I have kept this house in my purposes because I'm the one who birthed this house. And though leaders may be shifted and changed and moved into things that I never intended for them, the Lord says, I'm restoring even the prophetic apostolic mantle on this place tonight once again. I'm restoring it to be a gathering house of the nations and the people of the nations. And there's a call, says the Lord. There's a call in the Spirit. There's a call in the Spirit once again to begin to gather the region and gather the nations in this room. There's a call. People will begin to hear it. And the Lord says, today and this weekend has been a down payment of what I desire to do. So begin to ask of me. Did I not say to you in Psalm chapter 2, ask of me and I will give you the nations of the earth and the uttermost parts of the earth for your inheritance. There is an inheritance that this house has. There is an inheritance that this house has that is yet to fully step into. I see these big old, like these new boots, and they're brown boots. And the Lord says, it's a place of greater authority in this season. It's a place of stepping into a new place, of treading in places that you have not been before. The Lord says, you have not been this way before. You have not been this way before. So the Lord says, keep your hand to the plow. Keep your hand to the plow. keep your hand to the plow in the purposes of God. And the Lord says, I want to increase, and I want you to increase the worship and the intercession in this place as never before. I want you to stay on the wall. I want you to see correctly. I want you to prophesy correctly. I want you to speak words of heaven, because there are angels that are waiting to be activated on your behalf as you stay upon the wall. And the Lord says, begin to declare that your greatest years are ahead. Begin to declare that there is a door of encounter opening for you. Begin to declare, ho! That there's a sound that's coming. There's a sound that's coming, an unheard sound that's yet to come. And it will cause the dead bones to come alive. It will cause the dead bones to come alive. It will cause the prodigals to return. It will cause people who have left this fellowship to return, because they will hear the sound and the call. And I'll arrest them, and I'll open their eyes to see me. And I'll arrest them in the places that they're in, so that they might know that they need to be connected with the flow and the outpouring in this house. For there's a realm of mystery. There's a realm in the mysteries of the kingdom of God that are yours, but must be accessed only through the ways of the Spirit. Did I not say in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Those things which are reserved for you, those things which are reserved for this fellowship, cannot be birthed from the intellect, from the soul, from the mind. That is why the Lord says the ways of man and programs of man could not prosper. Though it brought a crowd to this place, it could not prosper, because it was not birthed from the heart of God. So I say to you, return to the place. Return to the place as never before. The place of worship, the place of intercession, the place of equipping. And yet there now is, John, there's an apostolic anointing being activated tonight over your life to set and to put into order the blueprints of heaven. And the Lord says, you'll hear because you're my friend. The Lord says, you'll hear because you're my friend. So the Lord says, it's time to go to the mountaintop. The next 3 months will be a season of unveiling, of knowing and discerning as never before. And the Lord says, I see your life, John. It's like I see in this picture of like checkered board pieces, that you have to put all things in order. And there's an order coming. God's going to order things in your life as never before for you to bring divine order. For the Lord says, John, he's brought you here for such a time as this. He's brought you to be a gatekeeper of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That is why your heart pumps the way it does. Your heart is not drawn just to simple organized things, but your heart is drawn to strategic things, and your heart has always been drawn to the presence of the Lord. So the Lord says, the heart of David that's in you must be imparted to this group of people. People who wait on the Lord. People who listen to the Lord. People who are not just in it just to attend a meeting or a service or be part of something. The Lord says this must be, Wellspring must be a movement of the purposes of God. So the Lord says, I want to give definition and wisdom to put order into the things of God, so that this place could be fruitful and move beyond the borders it has not been in. Prophetic to know the times and the seasons that you live in. Prophetic to declare a thing and see it come to pass. Prophetic to see mountains fall. So the Lord says, raise up the Davids in this room. Raise up those who are after the heart of God. Raise up who do not see Goliath, but see the provision of the Lord and see victory in the face of every Goliath. Because the Lord says the enemy has taunted the people of God, even in Martinsville. And I hear even people saying the greatest days for Martin Hill are behind them. But the Lord says, I have created this city to be a city set on a hill. A city set on a hill where the light of God's people shine as never before. So the Lord says, don't just stay though in here together, but go to the byways. Intentional evangelism, power evangelism, prophetic evangelism. Go to the byways, says the Lord, and compel them to come and experience the goodness of God. Experience the table. Lord, I see this beautiful table set before the people of God here. Me etina ma andabo otono moyo. Merebo oto ondo boko a andika atamakaya. And I will roar. I will roar through my people as they align with me. I will roar. I will roar. I will roar. I am the lion of the tribe of Judah that roars. The fire of God just moving through this room. Jesus is here. He's marking people. He's just marking people. There's a marking of encounter. There's a marking. There's a commissioning. There's a commissioning for service. There's impartation for things you believe God for. The Lord says, receive that which he's doing in the room. Just receive. Receive. If you don't see it or sense it, the Lord says, just receive it by the Lord says, don't stop at false finish lines. Don't stop and say, this is enough. But the Lord says, the door to more than enough in every way. More than enough in every way. More than enough in every way. More than enough is my people's provision. Yeah, that's it. Just lift your voice. Did I not say to you, I would pour out my spirit on all flesh? Mahataka. So the Lord says, what you're seeing now in the United States is just a down payment of the door I'm opening. You'll not only see the mall again filled again and again with God's people, but you'll begin to see stadiums filled. Because the Lord says, what I'm going to do in this nation, says the Lord, cannot be contained even to the largest cathedrals. There's a harvest. There is a harvest. And my beauty, the beauty of my son, and the goodness of my son will be represented in America as never before. Ende ikaanda boko. Ma'ati a'atabaka. For the Lord would say to you, even what you've seen today, the nomination of this woman to the Supreme Court, is a prophetic sign for this nation. I am putting righteous people in high places, says the Lord. I'm not maramohoto otonomohoyo. The Lord says, my gavel of righteousness, because I'm a righteous king, will break through corruption and evil in the federal government and state governments. The Lord says to his people, stay in the position, stay on the watch in this season. Stay on the watch. Do not let your eyes be clouded by a political or religious agenda that is not from me. For many even of my people have gotten clouded with the wrong agendas, but the Lord says there is only one agenda, and that is the advancement of my kingdom and the advancement of my purpose. And yes, I will appoint specific people. And yes, my people must vote righteously. But there is one agenda, that the whole earth would be filled with the knowledge of God. Kana antika ando otomoko amaha andabaka. In this season, the Lord says, my bride in the Western world, that some have said is a sleeping giant, is now being awoken. It's being awakened to my purposes. And so the Lord, I seen this about a few weeks ago, but the Lord's showing me it again. My body is like an unstoppable train, says the Lord. The tracks, says the Lord, are revelation knowledge. The fuel is people who are humbly repenting before the Lord. And it is, the Lord says, if my people will be unstoppable if they stay on the track of the Lord. For there is confusion, says the Lord, in the enemy's camp. That's why you see so much discord and so many things that he's trying to do to cause my people to think incorrectly. Know this, that I will return for a victorious bride in this nation. who will rejoice at the day of my appearing. They will not live defeated. They will not be in caves, but they will rejoice at my appearing. For even as there's a sound going from the people of God, there will be a Trump Pence sound from the White House once again. The Lord says righteousness, truth, and the fear of the Lord will come to America as never before. Righteousness, truth, and the fear of the Lord will come to America once again. So the Lord would say to his people, stay the course. Don't be moved from the right nor the left, but stay the course. Stay the course of what I've called you to. Some, says the Lord in this room, there needs to be even a divine adjustment in how you're viewing reality, in the way that you're going.
That's right.
But the Lord says, I am gracious and merciful to all who come to me in this season.
Yes.
And there's grace to shift. There's grace to change. There's grace to be delivered of dead religious works, to walk in the path of righteousness that I have opened for my people in this season. I will not be mocked in this season. I will not be mocked. And I'm a faithful God. I am a faithful God who fulfills his words and answers the prayers of the righteous. I answer the prayers of my righteous people. And I have found not just one, but I have found thousands of righteous people in America today. Though pressure has come and tried to put my people in a tight place, the Lord says, there is now unrestricted freedom for my people to trumpet the purposes of God during this time. Mere boho shoto no moyo. Ma'atira mahandara boho shoko bokoyo. And there's coming an awareness, says the Lord. There's coming an awareness of the unseen realm to my people as never before. An awareness of my angels who are sent on assignment. An awareness of how to cooperate with the unseen realm. An awareness to call things, be not as though they are, as never before. Kana mo otonomo, because the Lord says, what you see is subject to change. What you see is subject to change. And there are realities in the earth that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, that I desire to birth in this season. So let this, says the Lord, be an invitation to seek me with all of your heart. To seek me as never before, because there is grace to come. There is grace to call upon me. There is grace to sit in my presence. There is grace to hear from me. For indeed, this is a season of expansion, breakthrough, and purpose for my people as never before. Because I will find, says the Lord, a generation of people who serve the purposes of God and finish the race well. There is a baton being handed from heaven. There's a baton for the purposes of God. And I will judge you, says the Lord, for what you have done in the lifetime you have lived and whether you handled the baton that heaven gave you correctly. So the watchman will arise in this season. The prophets will arise as never before. And they will call the body and this nation back to alignment as never before. There's a reshuffling of the deck, even what you see in America, in the purposes of God. Righteous leaders. So understand, says the Lord, Hana moho shoko bo otono moyo, ere ikana moho shoto ondo bokoyo, rabo hosho. Understand the strategic times you live in. Kana moho shoko boko. Though these are unprecedented times for God's people, this is also a time to walk in righteousness as never before. Have no hidden places, says the Lord, before me. Have no hidden places, says the Lord, before me. Have no hidden places before me. Have no hidden places before me, says the Lord. If you feel stuck in your trespasses, I will unstick you in this season. Merehir ana mohosho koboyondoro boko. Kanama andira bakaya bakaya. Mere bokoyo bokoyo bokoyo. Mere ikanda atina maka. Kene mokoyo boko otono mokotono moko. The Lord says there'll be a resurrection of delivering power coming from my people as never before. There'll be a resurrection and an emerging of delivering power, setting captives free, setting regions free, setting cities free from the bondage of darkness. I'll cause, says the Lord, ancient evil to be uprooted by my watchmen who can see correctly. Ancient evil, even that was a seed in the foundation of many regions, nations, and states in this nation. And I'll cause it to be readjusted so that righteousness can spring forth as never before. Kenemo otono moko. So the Lord says this will be a season of also exposing evil as never before. Kanama andida bahashika mahaya. So walk righteously and humbly before me and know the strategic times in which you live. Let the fear of the Lord be your highest delight. Father, we just present ourselves as living sacrifices. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we're yours. Thank you, God, for putting us on the earth during this time. Thank you, God, for ending abortion in America. Yes. Thank you, God, for righteousness coming to this nation as never before. Thank you that you've allowed things that needed to be shaken, God. Father, I just say, let this be one nation under God. For the sake of your Son and the kingdom, God. Let this be one nation under God. Not one nation under evangelicalism or any stream, but one nation under God. I just want to encourage you to stay focused on the Lord. He's in this room. Thank you, God. Stay focused on Him. Just encourage you, just find a place. Whether it's in your seat or if you want to come forward, if you want to just lay before the Lord, if you want to stand, let's just worship the Lord. Just put our focus on Him tonight. However you need to respond to what God's doing in this room. Thank you.
musically, we're representing the going forth of God's angels in power to accomplish everything that he's going to do. I just sensed that in my spirit as we were playing that. Paul was playing that. Yes, a going.
I see this religious thing that tried to wrap itself around the DNA of Wellspring. It's being broken off.
Jesus.
I feel like the mock of the enemy against the things of the Spirit, against the manifestations, going tonight in Jesus' name. Too. I see stationed right at the edge of the auditorium in the foyer beat, there's an angel of fire with a sword. So Lord, I just declare Psalm 91.
Yay.
And the protection of the Lord.
Come on. Hey. Whoa.
Yes, Lord.
And Bethel.
That's right. Amen.
I believe even tomorrow we'll sense this whole marked difference in the room. Lord says there was a birthing here tonight.
Yay! Come on. Yes, yes, Lord.
There was a birthing here tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Can we say amen to that? Amen. We say yes, Lord. Amen. Yes. Yes. Yes.